Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back, listeners, to The Basement Binge. First episode of 2021. It's a new year. We survived 2020. It's over. We're back in a new year, new opportunities. 2021, what's supposedly going to be promised to be hopefully so much better than 2020. We've got a long way to go, but I'm excited to be here. So welcome to the first ever monthly update of 2021, the December-January 2021 monthly update. It's exciting to get back recording these episodes after a little break off I took on that holiday New Year season. And it's exciting to be in 2021. Obviously, completing another trip around the sun doesn't instantly just change everything for the better. There's a long ways that we've got to go in a lot of areas globally and also me individually. But I am a big fan of new starts and new opportunities and what a new year and a significant start of something new and a significant end of something, what that can represent in your life if you'll use that opportunity. And that doesn't just happen once a year. It can happen as many times as you choose to let it. But especially at the new year, it's always an opportunity to do that. My wife and I are a big fan of goal setting in general, especially around the new year. So I'm looking forward to 2021 and what it has to bring personally, and also, of course, with the podcast, which we will get to in this monthly update. But let's just jump into it here. Obviously, that's enough about 2020 and 2021 and all of that. I'm sure you've heard tons of that from tons of other people, and that's not why you come to the Basement Binge. Let's get into the monthly update. This monthly update, if this is your first ever, is always a look back at things that happened in the previous month and things that are anticipated happening in the coming month. So obviously, looking back into December and looking forward into January. And obviously, it's not going to be a comment about everything happening in the film industry. It's just the things that I'm aware of, the things that I'm interested in mainly, and the things that I've been paying attention to. It'd take way too long to be aware of everything that's going on. So first, let's look back to December and talk about the things that happened. Obviously, we got some big releases in a year where there's been really nothing big. I mean, there's definitely been some great releases out there, a lot that I'm still trying to get caught up on and really enjoying. But the big ones, those tent poles that everybody seems to be aware of, Soul being released on Disney Plus, and Wonder Woman 1984 being released in theaters and simultaneously on HBO Max, both on Christmas Day. So those films have brought interesting responses. Soul obviously kind of being the more successful one here. Just looking at reviews alone, Wonder Woman 1984 currently is sitting at a 60% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is not great, considering that Soul is at 96, 96 versus 60, that's not too great. Soul is doing a lot better. Wonder Woman has really been received to mixed reviews, and I'm curious how much of that has to do with the kind of controversy that's been around the HBO Max release and everything that's happening there, and also just not experiencing a film like that that primarily is meant to be experienced in theaters. The way it's made is meant to be in theaters. And of course, an animated film like Soul is great in theaters as well, but it doesn't lean into the same advantages that a big action blockbuster does in theaters. But, some reports have been given about what type of downloads and streaming hits, for lack of better words, it's been given. So from reports we're seeing are app downloads, obviously, so that's not including downloads on smart TVs and Roku and Amazon Fire Sticks, those types of things. But HBO Max with Wonder Woman 1984 saw a record of 554,000 app downloads the weekend of Wonder Woman 1984, where Disney Plus saw over 2.3 million. So even for response to their proprietary streaming services, Soul's doing a lot better job here. Now, of course, it could be just that Soul and Disney Plus is available in more markets than HBO Max, has a bigger footprint, has a bigger brand. Soul was the movie that I was more excited about watching than Wonder Woman 1984. At Christmas time, at the time with my family, the majority of us are going to enjoy a Pixar film compared to the select few watching a sequel to a DC film that some people haven't even seen the original and have no interest in that. So obviously, the market for Soul was bigger. The brand of Disney is a lot bigger, especially around that time of year, so can be expected. But I was also interested to look into what's been going on with Wonder Woman 1984 in the box office, because it's this weird thing that apparently is going to be happening for the entirety of 2021 with Warner Brother and HBO Max simultaneous release. We've talked a ton about that, but just real quickly to touch on it, it's a weird thing where it's being released in theaters and HBO Max simultaneously. So Wonder Woman, its opening weekend had made $16 million. So looking at Tenet, for example, Tenet, which, you know, say what you will, may or may not have a bigger draw, brought in $20 million in its opening. As of right now, Wonder Woman has grossed domestically just $32 million, where Tenet is close to $57 million. Obviously, Tenet's been out longer and didn't have the HBO Max release to take away from that. You know, well, let's see what else is going on. Wonder Woman worldwide has made $132 million, where Tenet is at $363 million. I'm bringing up Tenet a lot because it's really the only other comparable blockbuster that's been released in the pandemic, which is so much different. You can't compare Wonder Woman 1984 to the first Wonder Woman. Obviously, we're only 17 days into Wonder Woman's release, and it's also during the pandemic. But $60 million is way higher than I thought it would be. Maybe I just thought HBO Max was way too powerful. You know, only $4 million less than Tenet's opening, with all the controversy and what seems to be a big spike in COVID cases, at least in my area. You know, $4 million shy, when you're also being released on HBO Max and everything else that's going on, that's actually pretty decent from what I see. But at the same time, Christmas season is a time when people go see the movies. So that's what happened there with Wonder Woman release. Say what you will, I'm not a box office analyst, but that's what's going on there. On the comment, super quickly, about Warner Brothers and HBO Max, you can listen to the last episode to get more details, the last monthly update, the November-December one. But quick summary, Legendary is another studio that co-financed two really big Warner Brother movies, specifically Dune and Godzilla vs. Kong. Now, what's been reported is that Legendary actually financed 75% of these films, which is expensive. Obviously, 75 to 25%, that's a big deal. But Warner Brother has the control over it. And there's been a lot of controversy with Warner Brothers deciding to release these films simultaneously on HBO Max, not informing Legendary and what happened there. On top of the controversy around all that, I mean, Godzilla vs. Kong was previously going to be purchased by Netflix, and with that, and Legendary was for it, but then Warner Brothers stopped, so whatever. That's in negotiations now. When Warner Brothers announced the HBO Max deal, Legendary started negotiating Warner Brothers and almost took them to court because they didn't involve them in the process. You know, I'm not complaining about HBO Max or theater versus streaming. It's just simply Warner Brothers should have worked with these individuals, because now it's getting even more messy. Apparently, Legendary and Warner Brothers have negotiated a deal for Godzilla vs. Kong. Legendary will receive $250 million from Warner Brothers for its release on HBO Max to be able to stay there and have the same day and date theater HBO Max release. And the $250 million is a negotiation because that's previously what Netflix offered for it. So that was an easy negotiation because of the pre-existing opportunity that Netflix provided. Negotiations are still going on with Dune, but obviously Legendary and Denis Villeneuve, the director of Dune, want it to be theatrical. It's also planning to be released in October, when the normalcy through the vaccine is supposed to be there. Things are supposed to be better, including movie going in the box office. And I don't think Legendary is going to lean away from that. So that's still messy. That's still being negotiated. But another movie, King Richard, which is the Will Smith movie about the Williams family and their dad. So Will Smith plays in the movie, and Will Smith has a contract where his film can only be in theaters. It's in his contract. Obviously, Warner Brothers, from what it seems like, what's been going on with the rest of everything else, didn't really look into these things, and they're not honoring that contract. So that's currently being negotiated. And on top of that, the Williams family that this story is about only gave the rights to Warner Brothers to create this film because they wanted to experience it in theaters. So clearly this is a big, messy process that Warner Brothers, when they made the announcement for HBO Max, didn't cross their I's and dot their T's, and now they're dealing with all this backlash. So let's say that Legendary works it out, so Dune goes in theaters, and because of Will Smith's contract and the Williams agreement, King Richard goes to theaters. Well, theaters, as well as these other films, the filmmakers, you know, directors, actors, whoever, the people involved in the making of the film, they're going to want similar treatment. I know specifically, I don't know which Wachowski sister it is with Matrix, she's been saying that she wants the same theater treatment, and that's coming out in December, even later than Dune, when the vaccine is supposed to be in full-fledged. So it's messy. HBO Max, Warner Brothers deal is just a big mess because Warner Brothers didn't handle it properly. Again, that's what I'm saying, so there's more things about that. Other things looking back through December, keeping this episode very, very brief. Here at the Basement Binge, we finished the Mandalorian series. Also appearing on Matt Goes to the Movies podcast. That was a ton of fun to be on Matt's podcast. It was also fun to have him on the show for the Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets episode. That feels like it was forever ago because I recorded it at like the beginning of November, but it was released in December. That was a very delayed episode, but a ton of fun. If you haven't listened to that, whether you've seen the film or not, go listen to it. It was just a fun episode with Matt. It's always a good time with him. We're great friends now because of podcasting. So Matt, if you're listening, which I'm sure you are, thanks for the great friendship. We talk all the time. So we had a Monster Hunter. Me and my brother, we went and watched Monster Hunter, and I did a quick episode about that. That was another fun episode. And then, of course, the Christmas episode, Warm Bodies. I was nervous to release that. I was a little leery about being that open about my beliefs. You know, no matter what your beliefs are, it can be scary to share them with strangers or share them with people that you don't know. You know, all you ever talk about is movies, and suddenly you're going to bring in some very, very personal beliefs into it. It can be hard. So for those of you who have responded to it and reached out to me, thank you for your kindness. Thanks you for your acceptance and just your kindness. You have responded very kindly and you've just accepted me. Even if you believe differently or think of me, you've just been kind to me. And that's all I ever wanted. And I appreciate you letting me share that and being kind to me. So thank you for that. On top of that, Howl's Moving Castle, I don't know why, is blown up still. It had, like, I released it and it didn't really get much attention. And then like 2 months later, it's going crazy. So if you are one of those new listeners who have been downloading the Howl's Moving Castle episode and are new to the show because of it, and you gave this episode a listen, definitely consider subscribing. Don't consider it. Just do it. Just subscribe, because there are tons of new animated episodes coming. Episodes about animated movies, I should say. They're coming. I'm very excited about them. More on that in a moment. But if you love Howl's Moving Castle, definitely subscribe and make sure you're ready to download future episodes, because they're coming. So yeah, other things that were supposed to happen in December here at the Basement Binge but didn't. There was going to be a review for Soul and also a review for Wonder Woman 1984. But I just didn't have much time and also didn't have much to say. Both of those were a big disappointment to me. I think Soul is great, much better than Wonder Woman, but I just didn't have enough to say about it for a podcast. I was kind of let down. If you want to read my review, you can check out my Letterboxd account in the show notes. You can read my review about Soul. But what Soul did, you know, I may not have fallen in love with that film, but it did cause me to reflect, especially with the busyness of the holiday season. Not to spoil anything about Soul, but there's one line in Soul, you know, where it's talking about lost souls. And a lost soul is an individual who has a connection and a passion for something that connects them to that bigger part of themselves. But by being so invested in achieving that connection that brings them back, that joyous feeling. I'm trying not to spoil the movie. But those lost souls are people who get too invested in that. And it made me really reflect. The podcast is something that I really, really enjoy. But sometimes in my desire to grow it and make it into something great, I can be a lost soul because I'm so focused on the next download, the next metric, next goal or whatever. So it really took a step away to make sure that I'm not doing that, and spent a lot of time with my family, and it was a ton of fun, and I'm really, really grateful that I did. I'm excited to be back. I'm excited to be back in balance and moderation appropriately with my life. That break was fun, but it's so exciting. You know, I've been kind of lazy, lethargic every single time. I'm like, oh, I need to record the episode. I'm like, nah, I'll do it later. But now that I'm sitting in front of the microphone, this is a ton of fun and I'm loving it. I've said those are happening. Maybe that's why people say, don't tell people what you're going to do. Just do it and then they'll know. So that's what's happened in December. Looking forward to January. Looking forward to 2021 as well. Let's talk about what is anticipated for January. For sure, happening without a doubt is WandaVision premiering on Disney Plus on January 15th. It's going to have a double episode premiere. That's going to be the first time I've ever experienced that. That's super exciting. I've been looking forward to WandaVision for a very, very long time. They keep referring to it as a new era of television. Obviously, it's a connection to the MCU. We haven't had any MCU content in a long time. And the Basement Binge started with the MCU. And so for so long, this has been about the hype, as Kellen would frequently say, around that. And not having a release has really delayed that. We haven't had a release since 2019 for the MCU. It's interesting how it was always a part of the zeitgeist and part of pop culture and part of my brain. And for so long, it's just dropped off. It's interesting now that it's gone for so long, that continual, almost addictive nature to more of the MCU. You know, I'm getting way too into this, but it's going to be interesting to know what that's like to get back into it. So, announcement, I am going to be recording an episode for Matt's podcast. It's not going to be here on the Basement Binge, but go subscribe to Matt Goes to the Movies, of course, linked in the show notes. Every week, we're going to be doing a review, me, Matt, and Rob, like we did a few times with The Mandalorian on Matt's show for the WandaVision. I'm super excited, of course, to get with Matt and Rob. They're always a ton of fun. I'm also just excited to tackle WandaVision every week. I don't have the time or the schedule to do it on my own, but I'm excited to be able to do it with Matt. So if you're interested in WandaVision, go subscribe. Matt goes to the movies. Other things, announcements, Chaos Walking, a film that I was extremely excited for by one of my favorite directors, about a book series that my sister loves. I've never read it. Daisy Ridley, Tom Holland, Mads Mikkelsen. It's been delayed. It was going to be released in January, I think pretty soon. Is now delayed till March 5th. So that's a bummer. Hopefully it's not delayed again. Other news, No Time to Die, which currently has a release date set for April 2nd of 2021, may or may not be delayed. There's been some people that not official sources, but just saying, oh, it's going to be delayed until November. We'll see what happens. If that's delayed, that's going to set off a whole lot of delays, probably a big domino effect. But hopefully I can stick to the April release and Chaos Walking can stick to the March release. Other things happening here at the Basement Binge to look forward to. Obviously, this episode that you're listening to, like I mentioned, Matt goes to the movies on his podcast every week, a WandaVision episode that I will be a part of every week. The other episode that was supposed to come in December, but because of the reflection that Soul caused me to do, I've delayed it. It's the Hidden Gem episode that I promised that would be at the end of December. It's coming. I'm very, 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 very excited about that Hidden Gem episode. My Blu-ray collection, it is being uploaded this week. I guarantee it. That has been so much work and a very, very fun and stressful and difficult project, but that is happening. I also mentioned that the rest of the month, there's going to be some new animated films reviewed on the podcast. The rest of January, it's going to be some really exciting animated films that I've had on my Blu-ray shelf waiting to watch, and I have wanted to watch them so many times, and I have forced myself to not watch it, to wait for the podcast, because that's what they were always for, and then delays and other things and shifting of schedules have caused them to be put to this point. So some great animated movies that I'm very, 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 very excited to talk about. Then we are going to get back to some franchises and series that I've been itching to watch. The Basement Binge is getting back to binging. It's exciting a new year. This has always been the design of the Basement Binge. That's why it has the name, to have a series, to binge it, and to talk about it. We did it with the MCU. We're going to be doing it with a bunch of others. So subscribe for that if that's what you're interested in. If you're interested in animated films, that's going to be coming too. Now, if franchises and series aren't your things, don't worry. In between all that, there's going to be some other episodes peppered in there to keep it all there for you. I have a goal this year. Before, when we first started the podcast, we had a goal for downloads. This year, the goal is for episodes. The responsibility is on me to give to you. You guys have given so much to me, and I want to give to you. And of course, it's fun for me. So the goal is 100 episodes this year. That's about 2 episodes a week, sometimes 3 a week. I'm very, 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 very excited about that. That's an exciting goal. Subscribe for that. That's a lot of films to cover. Also, I forgot to mention, I don't know when you're going to be listening to this, because a good buddy here has offered to do something very, very nice for me that I appreciate. Isaac here, who's a friend of Cade's, reached out to me, and he's an audio student at school, and he offered to edit the podcast, so that's sweet. So if you are hearing an increase of sound quality, I didn't learn any new tricks. It's Isaac. Thank you so much, Isaac. I appreciate it. That was super, super nice of you, and I'm just blown away by your kindness, and I appreciate it. I'm excited for it, but for you listeners, because this is a new thing that we're working out together, and because of the kindness of Isaac, I don't know what the turnaround is going to be from record to upload. So I have no idea when you're listening to this, but it's probably going to sound way better than it ever has. I'm just so excited about that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Isaac. Other super things to wrap up this episode. Of course, thank you for listening. Subscribe for all those exciting things that are going to be happening. Also, every monthly update, I want to be able to answer any questions that you guys have. And I realize that I had a lot of different complicated ways to do it. I've simplified it. You know, I'm always learning here. So there is a form in the show notes at the very top. You click on it. It is one thing to fill out. Ask me a question. Type in your question. That is all. Type in your question, hit submit, and I'll get it. And I'll respond to it in the next monthly update. So submit as many questions as you want. It's in the form. It's linked in the show notes. Submit away, and they'll get talked about. Other things, those of you who reviewed the show, thank you so much. The ScreenPass winner has been contacted, and they received that. Thank you again for those who reviewed. If you want to be entered for a chance every month to win a ScreenPass, leave a review on Podchaser. Podchaser is amazing. Just go leave a review on there of The Basement Binge. You can leave it on the show itself and also on individual episodes. And as you do that, every review and comment that you leave will get you entered and a chance to win a free screen pass. Free screen pass is through Movies Anywhere. It's just of my film collection on Movies Anywhere. Eligible titles can be shared to you at no cost. You can watch them free. It's pretty sweet. So you can have a chance to win that. The link to Podchaser is in the show notes. It's also just podchaser.com/thebasementbinge. There's a way for you to review it. And it helps out the show a ton. If you don't know, leaving reviews on the show just helps people know that it's a quality show, that it makes it easier for them to find it and makes it know that it's more worthwhile. Just like reviews on anything else. It helps you know that it has value and that it's worth the investment, whether that's time or money. So reviews are very, very helpful. Thank you for those of you that have reviewed the show and have shared it. But yeah, for a chance to win a free screen pass every month, every monthly update, we're going to be giving this away. So leave some reviews. And lastly, the podcast shout out. Again, because I've took so much time away, I haven't been listening to any podcasts. I wanted to give a shout out to monthly podcast every week, but that would require, or every month, but that would require listening to a lot of podcasts, which I already do, but I don't just want to share the same podcast that I listen to over and over again. And I don't have the time to dig into the depths of the internet to find those podcasts. But I want to share what you guys are already interested in. So if you have any type of creative work that you want to submit, whether it's your own, somebody else's that you know, or just something that you really like and you have no idea whose it is, there's a very, very simple form listed in the show notes. It will be listed there at the top as well. It's a few simple questions that you can fill out. What type of creative work it is, where it can be found, what's it about, and how you'd like me to share it. It's very, very simple. I wanted to streamline these things for you so that I can answer your questions and I can share your work, whatever type of creative work, blog, writing, music, podcast, YouTube channel, Instagram page, photography, whatever it is, if you want to share it, whether it's your own or somebody else's that you do or don't know, just fill out that form and it will get shouted out on the next monthly update. But that is all the January monthly update, the first ever monthly update of 2021 and the first Basement Binge episode of 2021. There's a lot more to come. When I mentioned I want to release 100 episodes, that excludes these monthly updates. So there's 100 more episodes to come, and I'm super excited about that. So if you are, subscribe, continue to download the show, share it with friends. I appreciate it. Thank you for listening. That's all for now. Ciao, ciao.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.